Your stories from your city every day. ABC Radio WA.
Oh, there's that city word again. Now, the Premier of WA has thrown his support behind the rights of West Aussies to have mullet haircuts and still be allowed into licensed premises. At a press conference earlier this afternoon, Mark McGowan was asked by a reporter for his response to the story that a WA man was refused entry into a Scarborough licensed premises because, and purely because, of his mullet. This is the Premier's response.
Oh, I just encourage people with mullets to rise up and rebel against these extreme rules pubs are imposing. I think you should be free to have a mullet and go to a pub. I don't think there should be rules around that. Some of my best friends have mullets, and if you've got a mullet, it shouldn't preclude you from going out and having a beer, in my view.
And you'll be able to stand at the bar soon.
And exactly right. We want all those West Australians with mullets, who are great contributing people, to get out there and spend their money and take holidays within Western Australia. A great opportunity.
A bit of mullet tourism. That's the Premier. Off the back of this, if mullets are indeed back in WA, we'll hear from a veteran West Australian barber who says, yes, they are. I want you to be our eyes on the ground. Where is the mullet capital of WA? Bill says it would have to be Mount Barker. Bunbury, says Rosie from Jalora. Mandra is getting a vote, says Kim. 0448 922 604. Let's go to Julie Edwards, a WA barber of 45 years. How are you, Julie?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Mullet's back. Yeah. What are you noticing?
Definitely back. I've been cutting hair since 1975, and the mullets were in, and then they went out, and then they come in, and then they went out, and the last, I'd say, 5 years, I've got both a daughter in Fremantle's barber and a son as barber, and it's definitely dominating, and a lot of the domination comes from the footballers that are wearing them at the moment. You know, you can go through years of people that were famous people with mullets that would never knock that. We had Dennis Lilly, we had Warwick Clapper, we had, you know, there's people out there, Mark Besto, that won the Sandover. Stephen Michaels took his mullet off the Sandover medal. And then, you know, Don Paddo back in the 70s, 80s, the South Fremantle, he was called the haircut.
Was he?
He had the best mullet you could ever. That was his nickname. Yeah.
You're a mullet historian, Julie.
Yeah, and, yeah, we look at, you know, Dermot Brereton, he's been, you know, in and out of TV all his life with whatever headdos he wants at the time. But the mullet was a big one in his day. And then we had the Australia 4. Now, the Australia 4 team, I cut their hair in the 80s, around 84, 85. I had the contract in Frio. And four of them had wonderful mullets, okay? And Bondi never told them to take it off.
So this... alleged discrimination that's happened at this licensed premises in Scarborough. Is that something that's happened in the past where mullets have been discriminated against?
Never. And I think the world's going crazy. We've had enough of bad runs the last 3 months where we're told where to go, what to do, who to hold, who not to hold. Be told you can't go in because of a haircut. There's something radically going wrong there. And I'd say it won't happen again, because this guy is going to understand that a hairdo is a hairdo, and we have a choice on what, how we want our hair, whether we want to have a clipper cut, a mullet, a wedge, whatever was in at the time. It's never, ever discriminated anyone, whether they're in Parliament, playing, you know, famous people have all had mullets, telling you now.
Just on that, has there been a case of parliamentarians with mullets?
Yeah, they have. I was trying to think back, actually, but there was back there. I even think Corky at one stage might have had a little bit of long hair at the back. I'm trying to think back, but yeah, there has been. There's definitely out there. As I said, if I had a bit more time, I probably could have named, I could have kept going.
All right.
But I just think this guy that's knocked the guy back, he needs to have a good look at himself.
Just finally, where do you think is the mullet capital of WA?
Oh, it has to be Bunbury.
Thanks for chatting, Julie. Bye-bye.
No worries.
Good on
okay.
you.
Thank you. No worries. Bye.
Bye-bye. She has good value. A bit of mullet history there. And defending. It's just a haircut. Parliamentarians with mullets. Bob Hawke, did that qualify? Did I miss that photo? Mark Bairstow, I like that one. That was a classic country mullet. Bunbury gets her vote. Mullet capital of WA, if you'd like to put in a nomination, 0448 922 604.